Welcome back to the Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Christine DiMatte. During our last segment, we discussed Miami Beach's push for a light rail system, while Broward County is trying to fight its own gridlock problems. This year, Broward voters must decide on a measure that would raise the sales tax from the current 6% to 7% to pay for a wide range of transportation and infrastructure projects. With just a few days to go before Election Day, what are the chances that this tax hike will pass? Joining us in the studio, our WLRN reporter, Kate Stein. Kate, hello.
Hi, Chris.
And Rosemary O'Hara. She's editorial page editor for the Sun Sentinel. It's great to have you in here.
Happy to be here.
Wonderful. First, we're going to play a short clip from a commercial produced by Broward County about this proposed hike. Here it is.
A penny can change your life. A penny can help synchronize traffic lights so your drive home goes a lot more smoothly. A penny can develop safe sidewalks and bicycle pathways. You'd be surprised what a penny can do.
Catchy. Da-da-da-da. We're going to talk about that campaign in a second. But, Rosemary, there are actually two questions put to voters in one ballot measure. What are they?
The two measures, half a penny would go for transportation, half a penny would go for infrastructure. You might think infrastructure means things like aging water pipes, things that might deal with sea level rise. How the cities define it is that it also includes city buildings and police cars and fire trucks, things that a lot of us don't think as infrastructure.
Okay. And if the referendum passes, how much would the sales tax increase generate and over how many years?
It would last 30 years. It would raise $15 billion. Half of that would go for transportation. Half of that would go for infrastructure. And just for the record, the Sun Sentinel editorial board has called the plan a boondoggle.
Whoa, that's strong. Okay, we're going to get to that in a second. Hold that thought. Kate Stein, in your reporting on this issue for WLRN, you wrote that it's not only a matter of do we want to pay more taxpayer money that voters have to decide on. It's an issue of public trust. Why?
So this goes back to a 2014 bond project that Broward passed. It had to do with funding $800 million worth of projects in county schools. And basically what happened was voters approved this measure pretty strongly by, like, I think a margin of like 75% or something really high. And 2 years later, and the Sun Sentinel's written about this, not a lot has been done on this project. There have been, you know, a lot of hang-ups, issues with public meetings not being properly noticed. And so basically, schools aren't getting the funding that they were promised to deal with things like mold and leaking roofs and, like, relatively concerning, I guess, problems in the schools. So this funding hasn't been used as efficiently as voters might have liked.
Right. So that was $800 million. Okay, voted for in 2014, and the issue that some voters have is, hey, look, we've already paid. Why should we pay more?
Right.
Correct? Okay, we've got a caller on the line, Ken from Tamarack. Ken, you're on the air.
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Yes, well, I want to weigh in the comment about the Sun Sentinel calling it a boondoggle. I agree completely. Broward County has not been very efficient at utilizing funds, as exemplified by the two incidents of thousands of dollars being spent on parties. And also,
Ken, did you say parties?
Yeah. There was an article about two going-away parties that a couple of agencies ran. One was $8,000, the other was $14,000. But the main point here is when you want to do something, generally you have a plan. You figure out what it's going to be, how much it's going to cost, and then you ask for the money. Broward is not responsible enough to just give them an open checkbook and just take this money, and you'll let us know what you're going to use it for later.
Okay, Ken, I mean, thank you. Thank you for your... Okay, go ahead.
One other thing? Yeah,
sure.
There was also an article in the paper about their attitude towards transportation, where they're allowing lots of high-rises downtown Fort Lauderdale so that they could raise the tax revenues. And they're narrowing the streets so that people will drive less.
Ken, thanks for your comment. Thank you. I think I cut Ken off there prematurely. But because, Rosemary, I wanted to get to you with Ken's comment about planning. I mean, how right is he there? How long have they had this plan, this interlocal agreement, working on it?
The plan came together in a rush in the spring to keep three other bad tax policies from getting to the ballot. It was a negotiation between the counties and the cities, the county and the cities, where they ended up agreeing to split a penny tax 50-50. To the point of the plan, he's absolutely right. On the transportation side, the big ticket item is light rail, but the East-West line wouldn't even begin construction for 20 years, and nobody can say where it would go. It might go on Broward Boulevard, Sunrise Boulevard, Oakland Park Boulevard, 595, who knows? They can't even say where the first legs would go, supposedly to the airport, supposedly to the seaport. That's supposed to start in 6 years. They can't even give us the routes there.
This was the light rail that's come to be known as the WAVE. Is this what we're talking about?
Well, whenever the WAVE actually starts construction 12 years late, to the point that you just heard in Miami Beach about things being behind schedule and over promise and under deliver. The downtown circular 2.8 miles in Fort Lauderdale was supposed to break ground 12 years ago. It has yet to break ground. Yes, the first proposed extension of what has yet to begin would start in 6 years. They can't give us a plan for where it would go. So on the transportation side, it's a big old trust us. Trust us, we're going to do something here. Then the second part is the infrastructure tax. The cities got 50% of this penny to deal with their infrastructure needs. Now, they've got some infrastructure needs, especially those on the east side, not so much the new cities in the west, although they have some. But cities maintain capital improvement plans that are 5 years out. This tax would last 30 years. It would raise $7.5 billion. And so if voters approve this tax, they are signing a blank check for local government to spend as they want for decades.
Okay. Kate, can you comment on that?
Yeah. So in addition, I mean, I think that local officials in Broward kind of recognize that there are some trust issues, and they're really they want to make it so that even if the train plan isn't finalized, I think they're really concentrating their efforts on trying to be transparent about where this money would go. So, you know, they have a pretty extensive website called apennyatwork.org, I think. Mm-hmm. And that goes into specifics for the duration of the plan for each municipality plus the county of Broward, how they propose to spend the money should this tax pass. And, you know, you can go online and see maps of all the different projects.
Let's talk about that, because that opens up a whole new can of worms, this campaign, A Penny at Work, okay? They've got a snazzy website. They've been posting things all over the county. Who paid for that campaign?
Well, by law, tax money cannot be spent for advocacy, but it can be spent for an education campaign. So under the guise of we're educating voters about what a penny can do, that's where the million plus has come. As for that website, we've dug into that website, and it's full of holes. The plans do not add up. I mean, just as one example, the city of Hollywood says it would get $1.8 billion. It would get about $400 million. Its numbers don't add up. And one of the worst things for me on the infrastructure side is that we're dealing with sea level rise. Only 9% of the infrastructure money would go for sewer and stormwater money. Only 9%. So if we really want to deal with the flooding that we're getting from these king tides, they'll have to come back and ask for more money later. It's a boondoggle. It's just a bad, there's no plan that you can hold people accountable for.
Well, holding on the line is Weston Mayor Daniel Sturmer, who is actually, he supports the tax initiatives. Mayor Sturmer, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. You've been listening. What is your own opinion on this?
Well, I have a vastly different and significantly opposed position to Ms. O'Hara and the position taken by the Sun Sentinel, as well as taken by the 32 local governments, as well as the business community, who are all supporting the surtax. It's a critical, important need to our community. And if the community enjoys sitting in traffic the way it currently does, enjoys today's mass transit system the way it is, or enjoys today's infrastructure, please do nothing. But everybody knows if we want to make Broward all that it can be, everybody has to go to the end of their ballot and vote yes on the last two questions. If Ms. O'Hara is convinced everything's fine the way it is, then let her continue to say what she is. She's written two editorials about this that is disingenuous to the community. Because you know what? This community is trying to move forward to become everything that it can be for the residents that live here, the current 1.8 million, and the in excess of 250,000 that will continue to come here. And in an effort to be the region that attracts the businesses that we want to bring here, we need to make our region better. And this is the first step in doing so. It's the cities and the county together having plans to be local and regional to make our transportation system better. But let's not use the word transportation. Let's use the word mobility, because this is more than just people in their cars. It's getting out of our cars, making livable, workable communities, getting to a place where we build a light rail system, and getting to a place where this community can excel better than it is today.
Okay, Mayor Sturmer, we just wanted to make you aware that we're having a bit of an audio problem with the line that you're on, so we may ask you to call back. We're going to keep you on this line. However, while we ask Rosemary O'Hara to comment on what you just said, disingenuous is what Mayor Sturmer is calling your editorial page comments. Can you reply to that?
Well, first, I have a great deal of respect for Mayor Sturmer. He's done an extraordinary job of being the face of the campaign, and he cares very passionately, as do so many of the people in cities who feel strongly that they need money to deal with some of the issues. And I also have I'm happy to see that for once, Broward County and its 31 cities are united behind something after fighting over money for so long. But you know, a lot of money can help improve relations. I know that he the specifics of our criticisms, the 20-year delay, the 6 years we don't know where the light rail goes. There's no clear plan. A lot of the money initially would go into the bus system. It's hard to see how this plan would help those drivers who we all know are frustrated by the congestion. But I would say that Mayor Sturmer is not specific in his facts of our criticism.
Okay, and we're going to get Mayor Sturmer on a line with a little more integrity here. Mayor Sturmer, are you back with us again?
I am. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. And did you just hear Rosemary's response?
I did. And let me suggest the following. If people go to apennyatwork.com and go to the interactive map that exists, there are detailed plans with regard to the transportation side. Let's deal with that one first. With regard to mast arms, with regard to improved signalization, with regard to intersection improvements, with regard to mass transit improvements, that are very, very detailed down to specific intersections with regard to mobility improvements. Let's pick, for the sake of an intersection, Broward Boulevard heading east at Andrews Avenue. Right now, and you want to go north on Andrews, there's one left turn lane. And I'm just using this as an example. That intersection may be improved to create a dual left turn lane, which will improve mobility times.
Okay.
Part of the issue is people's wait time, and how do we make traffic move better?
Okay, Mayor Sturmer, we're gonna put you on hold half a second because we're gonna take a call from a lady in Hollywood who has a different opinion. Okay, so hold with us half a second. And this is Penny from Hollywood. Penny, are you with us?
Hi, I think it's Siobhan from Hollywood.
Oh, Siobhan, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And I really appreciate the opportunity for people to hear about the penny sales tax. And I couldn't agree more with the Sun Sentinel's editorial position. Mayor Sturmer may talk about specific projects, but unfortunately he is not addressing the major problem, is that we cannot trust the county government to spend our money wisely. We had at the school board a referendum a few years ago. they have not started the projects. They are behind. They can't account for anything. If you look at the county government, we have the courthouse, which the voters did not approve. They went ahead and built it anyway. Cost overruns, they cannot tell us when it's going to be open. Meanwhile, employees at the old courthouse are sickened, and that's not addressed. The transparency and the board that the county says will put in will probably be put in by friends of the commission and the city government, who are not going to be diligent oversight or have diligent oversight of our money. I think they'll be essentially be shills for the government. This is absolutely, and as somebody who supports government doing things, this really does hurt me, because I think there's a potential for real good, but the government has absolutely no oversight, and I think the Sun Sentinel should be commended for taking the position that they did.
Siobhan, thank you so much for joining the show and for your comment. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Rosemary, the Palm Beach County, you correct me if I'm wrong, has a similar hike on its ballot this year, and yet the Sun Sentinel is in favor of that measure.
That's right.
Why?
It's also a penny tax. Half of it would go for schools, and 30% would go to the county for roads, for bridges, for stormwater, the kinds of infrastructure that people really want focused on. 20% would go to cities and the kinds of projects that Broward cities would like. We supported it because it's only a 10-year plan. It has greater accountability. If they reach a $2.7 billion cap, the tax would end sooner. So it's not a 30-year tax that there are not plans to support. To your caller's point, there is an oversight board that would come with this. However, that oversight board's job would really be to decide, does this project meet the letter of the law, not whether buying a fire truck is a better deal than in dealing with sea level rise.
Okay, we are going to move on to our next segment shortly and take a short break. But before we leave you, Rosemary and Kate Stein, if this falls through, and you, once again, both segments of this initiative, they both have to pass or else they both fail, right?
Correct.
Okay, so does Broward County and all the individual cities, do they have a backup plan for if this fails?
Well, again, this deal emerged out of three other deals that happened in the spring. A year ago, the county mayor said, we need a full penny in Broward to really deal with the congestion that we face. So we've encouraged the leaders of our community to come back with a plan that really works, that doesn't start 20 years out, that says trust us. So if this goes down, I hope that we see them again in 2 years with a plan that we can all support.
Kate Stein, agreed?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a fair assessment of the situation.
Okay. Still to come, why a solar energy amendment on the Florida ballot is turning out to be one of the hottest controversies this election. We'll be right back.